Hey, Beck, can we get these cords moved out of the way? We don't want anyone tripping over them. Okay. Shit, not again. Excuse me. Hi. This is gonna sound really weird, but can I be your girlfriend for like 5 minutes? And I'll explain everything in a sec, but for now, you don't mind, do you? And then I will get up close and personal and put my arms around your neck. You can put your hand on my waist or whatever you'd normally do with a girlfriend. That's more like it. I'm Valerie, but maybe you already knew that. Oh, okay, so you didn't. Well, how humbling. And you are? The pleasure is mine. Do you play? I just noticed you looking at the equipment earlier, and the guitar. It seemed like maybe you play. I've noticed that usually when people say a little, it means a lot, and often very well. Don't be modest. You play, don't you? Even if it's just in your room, it still counts. Let me see your hands. You've got guitar hands. Your fingertips are calloused. So are mine, see? So is this your first time seeing us play? And? What did you think? Oh, yeah. I saw you in the crowd, nodding your head along. I'm glad you enjoyed yourself tonight. That's high praise. Thank you. I'm flattered. My ego is still a little bruised that you didn't know my name, but I'll get over it. Oh, you'll make it up to me. Actually, do you think you could make it up to me right now? Kiss me first, ask questions later. Damn. Careful. If you keep this up, I might just fall in love with you. Do you want to go outside for a bit? I'll explain why I just stuck my tongue down your throat. Cool, this way. Excuse us. Sorry. This door leads to a back alley. Fresh air. That's nice. I don't usually, introduce myself to people this way. I know I probably seem completely psycho. You sure you don't want to run? I like you. Do you smoke? You're smart. Don't. It's terrible for you. I never said I was smart. So, anyway, sorry about earlier. That whole fiasco back there was because my ex-boyfriend walked in. No, I wasn't trying to make him jealous. He's just been bugging me lately. That was the only thing I could think to do to get him to back off. He's been calling me in the middle of the night, sending me drunk texts, coming to all of my shows. I thought about it, but a restraining order feels a little extreme. I don't think he's dangerous, just deeply confused. Thinks we're soulmates or something. We dated for less than a month. I'm hoping if the poor schmuck sees that I've moved on, he'll move on too. Anyway. Yeah, that's one way to look at it. Yes, my first stalker. You aren't truly famous till you've got a stalker. So, your turn. To vent. Tell me something about yourself. Okay, that's a start. But I already know that you love music. How about you tell me why you're here? Here at this show, here in the city, here on Earth, whichever. Really? How long have you lived here? If you hate it so much, why stay? Well, the way you make it sound, no job, no friends, no girlfriend. That was a question. Right, okay, so no girlfriend. So, what's keeping you here? You should join the band. I said, you should join the band. You love music. You play guitar. You've got a pretty face, which, you know, isn't a requirement, but it's a bonus. And we've been on the lookout for a new guitarist. Beck, our lead guitarist right now, just tied the knot with his high school sweetheart, and she's pregnant, so he wants to quit the band and be a family man. It is sweet, I know. It would be even sweeter if we didn't have to find a replacement in the next 3 weeks. So, do you know of any charming, good-looking, musically talented no-lifers? So what if I've never seen you play? I have intuition. Yes, my intuition tells me that you're an excellent guitar player. No, I mean it. I have a sense about these things. And we're a little desperate. Okay, if it makes you feel better, you can play for me later, and if I'm totally wrong about you and you really suck, I promise I will rescind the offer. But for now, I want you in the band. Oh, please. What if I quit smoking? Then will you do it? Look, I get that you're wary of just leaving your life behind, but if I may, it doesn't sound like much of a life anyway. You're not happy, are you? Look, we can bargain all night if you want. Or you could just cut to the chase and say yes now, like we both know you're going to eventually. Because give me one good reason you should stay. See? You can't. In my experience, no reason to stay is a good reason to leave. Well, there you have it. Then it's decided. You'll come on tour with us. It'll be an adventure. Traveling, seeing the world. Just the kind of adventure you need. Okay, yes, maybe this is crazy, but what the hell? And I think it's crazier to waste the opportunity of a lifetime. Yes, this is the opportunity of a lifetime. To waste the opportunity of a lifetime because you're scared of the unknown. That's where the hesitation is coming from, isn't it? Sometimes it's crazy not to be a little crazy. I know, I'm not making any sense. But I have a gut feeling about this. I really do. I think you're just what the band needs. Okay, you need to either drop the self-deprecating act or you need to gain some confidence. Because this whole, trust me, I'm not that great thing is getting annoying. You're fucking amazing. I dare you to prove me wrong. Do you want to head back inside? I'll introduce you to the rest of the band. Okay, cool. Follow my lead.